when we substitute one verse in favor of another to elaborate with different examples, and Allah knows best what He reveals in stages, they say, "You are but a forgerer." The fact is that most of them do not understand. Say, "The Holy Spirit has brought it down piecemeal, intact from your Rabb, to strengthen the faith of the believers, and to give guidance and good news to the Muslims." We know very well what they say about you, O Muhammad. A certain man teaches him, but the man they allude to speaks a foreign language, while this Quran is in eloquent Arabic. In fact, Allah does not guide to those who do not believe in His revelations, and they will have a painful punishment. Surely those who do not believe in the revelations of Allah are the ones who forge the falsehood, and they are the ones who are the liars. Anyone who is forced to deny faith after its acceptance while his heart remains loyal to the faith shall be absolved. But any who denies faith willingly after its acceptance and opens his breast to unbelief shall incur the wrath of Allah and shall be sternly punished. This is because such people love the life of this world more than the hereafter, and that Allah does not guide such unbelievers. Such are those whose hearts, ears, and eyes are sealed by Allah, and they are the ones who are heedless. There is no doubt that in the hereafter they will be the losers. On the other hand, Allah is most surely forgiving and compassionate towards those who had to leave their homes after being persecuted because of their faith, struggled hard, and remained steadfastly patient.